you know, we'll keep it simple. Trying to keep it up don't seem so simple. I just, before I saw you, and you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all this wanna realize.
I only call you when it's half past. Five, the only time that I be by your side. I only love it when you touch me, not feel me. When I'm up, that's a real me. When I'm up, that's a real me, yeah.
I called CertaPro Painters, and within 2 days, I had a free in-home estimate, and in less than 2 weeks, I couldn't believe this was the same house. Courteous, friendly, fast, professional, and just perfect. All the adjectives. I couldn't be happier. Now's the time to complete that painting project that you've been putting off too. Schedule a free estimate right now at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
New York City weather.
A beautiful day. Sunshine high in the low 80s, then down to 70 tonight. Tomorrow for your Sunday, some sun, some clouds. Might see a late day thunderstorm. More humid too, and a high of 80. Right now, 71 in the city at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Met Foods and Met Fresh. Get ready to host the best iHeartRadio viewing party with Met Foods and Met Fresh. Visit MetFoods.com for your chance to win $1,000 in prizes to experience the iHeartRadio Music Festival. First row, right from home. Thanks to Met Foods and Met Fresh. McCormick, Cabot, and Prego.
Back to the music. Sponsored by Shulman & Hill Injury Lawyers. Roll over on the Belt Parkway. Shulman & Hill rolls into action. New York's auto accident attorneys. Every borough, every block.
From the top of the Empire State Building.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy. Give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix-up.
Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. How do you, how well do you know your hip hop? Like your classic hip hop lyrics?
Hmm. I'd say I know them pretty well.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. What if an old white man read the lyrics to some of your favorite hip hop songs? Would you then be able to identify what they are?
That could change everything.
will you read them extra white, please?
All right, so here's what we want to do. We want to play spoken word hip hop, where I, being the old white man, will give you the spoken word version of some of your favorite hip hop classics. I tell you what, let's sample a couple here. By the way, okay. If you know your hip hop and you think you can figure out the titles of the hip hop classics I'm going to recite for you, you should call Nate right now. There's money involved.
Oh.
But if you don't know your hip hop and you screw it up, you don't get anything. So let me run a few by you. Ready? Ready? And this is a very obscure one. A lot of people don't know this unless you're kind of older, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
Dinner, you ate it. There is none left. It was salty with butter and it was death. You proceeded to eat it because you was in the mood.
Ooh, ooh.
But Holmes, you did not read. It was a can of dog food.
Okay.
All right. I think I did a pretty good job with that.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Froggy, you know, what was that?
You Be Illin by Run DMC.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Salty with butter, and it was death.
There you go.
You proceeded to eat it because you were in the mood.
By the way, a lot of these are very easy. I'm giving you some challenging ones, like this one, for instance. Have you ever seen crocodile seats in the truck? Turn around, sit down, let them bite your butt.
I know this one.
Spoken word hip hop. Yes, Gandhi for the win. What is that?
Would that be the Big Timers with Still Fly?
Yes, it might be.
Hey!
Okay, I promise you, those were much more challenging than the ones I'm giving you. If you call Nate now and convince him that you can succeed at spoken word hip hop. Nate, you think you found someone who can figure these out?
I think I found a winning horse here. Nicole.
Nicole. Ah. We talked to Nicole, line 18.
No.
Nicole, do you know your classic hip-hop?
I hope so. I'm pretty confident, so I'm excited about this one. So
all
let's
right.
see.
We're going to give you some spoken word lyrics for some classic and for some newer hip-hop. Here we go. Let's start with this one. I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the dirty birds kick for tree. And if you like in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP.
Oh, my gosh. Damn. What is this song? It's right at the top of my head.
Yes.
You know it.
I do know it, and it's really driving me absolutely insane.
Do you know who did it?
Can you repeat that line again?
Oh, God.
The DJ booth or the back of the van.
Okay, and if you like it in the club, we can do
it. Oh, my God.
In the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP.
I know who did it. I don't know the song.
Well, who did it? Who did it?
It's definitely Ludacris. I know
yes.
that's a Luda.
Okay.
We'll give it to you. It's Ludacris. What's your fantasy?
Okay, we'll
you got
Luda.
It. You got it.
I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the dirty bird kicks the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP.
See, I think I did it better, but anyway. All right, we'll give you that one. You got Luda. You got Ludacris. All right, here we go. Listen in. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this
goodness.
Little garage. Make it cream.
Okay.
Make me scream out in public. Make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. Ay.
Ay.
What
That's
is it?
The one and only Cardi B with WAP.
You got it! Yeah.
Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream. Make it scream. I didn't put it.
Okay, let's keep going. You got two. Okay, you're listening to Spoken Word Hip Hop, and here's your next one. Gucci collar for dollar, got out and walked out. I spit game, because baby, I can't take it. Ooh, I can't talk it. Warm, sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal, tank top, all on at this point.
Oh my God. Are you ready? I know that
yes,
one.
Yes, go.
It's getting a little bit hot in here by Nelly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's getting a little bit hot in here.
It's getting a little hot. I'm because baby, I can't talk it. Warm, sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal, tank top, on at this point.
There you go. Here we go. You're doing great. Right. Okay. When I pull out up front, you see the Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. People heard I wrote with Dre. Now they want to show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you got plenty of groupie love. What is it?
You ready for me?
Yes.
That's 50 in the club.
Up front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love.
All right, we're on a roll. Nicole, you're doing great.
Okay. It's your birthday.
This could be a bit of a challenge.
Uh-oh.
I got bitches in the living room getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too.
Yes, yes. Sipping on gin and juice. Snoop Dogg. Hey.
I'm getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
So what you want to do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too.
Yeah. All right.
Let's making move to my whole day.
You're making my whole
sexy
day.
Sexy lyrics.
All right, here we go. Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable, like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. I'm not going to lose it on this one. I can't.
You can't.
I can't. Well, I know. Can I give you the artist? Oh, wait a second. No, it's Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, California Love, for sure.
Yeah, Tupac, Dre, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And Tupac.
Well, let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex.
This is so crazy. Nicole, you ready for another one?
Pack yes, a vest I'm ready. For
you, here
Jimmy.
We go. Listen
I never
closely.
Heard that line before. That's what he said.
Here we go. You whack. You're twisted. Your girl's a hoe. You're broke. The kid ain't yours. And everybody know. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let her go.
Never let her go. rest in peace. That is DMX. Party up.
Your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let her go.
This is priceless. We are so late, but I just don't want to ever stop, so I don't know.
Keep it going, baby.
Okay, here we go. Here's another. Here we go. Got 6 model chicks, 6 bottles of crisp, 4 Belvederes, got weed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you, and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we can discuss fashion, like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, filth mark jeans. Take that off.
I'm a hustler, baby man. That's Jay-Z.
Yeah!
Six bottles of Chris, 4 Belvederes, got weed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you, and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we can discuss fashion, like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, okay, filth mark jeans.
So Nicole has 10. 10 so far, and we're running late. Do we save the other five? Do we? Let's mow through. Let's keep going if you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can question myself.
That's your job, Nate. Should we keep going? Or are you even paying attention?
Baby.
All right. Here we go. All right, Nicole, let's see if you can get this one. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Everybody drunk, out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie. And I ain't even on tour.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, I don't know the name of this person, but it's everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Yeah.
Here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie and I ain't even no tour.
Let's keep moving. Okay, listen closely. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Swing your hips when you're walking. Let down your hair. Down your hair. I like the way you do that right there. Lick your lips when you're talking. That make me stir.
Your rendition is better. That's Chingy right there.
Three more to go. Three more to go, Nicole.
You're so good, Nicole. Okay, okay. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm surprised. You're getting all the ones that I know.
No, well, let's see. We got three more to go. Girl, you working with some ass. Yeah, you bad. Make a player spend his cash. Yeah, his last. Yeah. Hoes frown when you pass. Yeah, they mad. Yeah.
Jen, I don't know the artist, but I know it's what's the back that thing of, I don't want to curse on the radio, but
it's back that as up. Juvenile.
Almost, you sound just like Juvie.
These songs remind me of my Sweet 16, where my mom came downstairs and was like, okay, leave some room for the Holy Spirit.
No, stop.
I'm actually learning the lyrics today. This is great.
We got two more to go. Here we go, Nicole. This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. It's better than a tower. I ain't talking about Eiffels. Real country anaconda. Let me play with his rifle. Put his butt to sleep. Now he calling me NyQuil.
That's the other queen, Miss Nikki with Anaconda.
Yes! Sounded the same as me.
Nailed it.
I got one more for you, Nicole. Gosh. Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, listen closely. All the girls, they adore me. Oh, yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in a 69, my humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, uh-huh. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid.
I didn't know that was the lyrics.
What song is that, and by her?
Oh, my goodness. On the last one, that's got to be Heavy D, but I don't know the song.
Oh.
Name at all.
Oh. That's Humpty Dance, that's Humpty Digital Dance. Underground.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, ladies. I'm really being sincere, because in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big.
Nicole, you got 99% of our spoken word hip hop lyrics. What? Congratulations. Straight Nate, what do you have for Nicole?
We got a $250 cash gift card.
Yes, yeah,
she
earned it.
She got the cheddar.
Right. Oh, God, scary.
Nicole, thank you. Have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys so much. You're the best. Thank you.
Hold on. Don't leave.
It's all right. This one. Follow Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
At Elvis Duran Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Of the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game, and back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for the hater, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Thunderball, so me give it to, so me give it to, so me give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty, baby girl, all my girls, Thunderball say. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out from the floor. From your door on a workplace performer, from your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you and them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. And girl, you got it just out, but you know we're sad, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for making this stress out. Me have to fly to become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh, girl, love some crazy. Now this straight drop it and I bridge it on flavor show. Oh, oh, time for a make baby now. So stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Oh, oh, woman, don't play me now. Cause I'm a fit and fat, not greedy, yo. Oh, oh, my loving is the way to go. My loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh, when they roll with a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love all your fits and all your blows and your fat and all your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Cause the girl them broke out from the floor. From you don't want a workplace performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand funny long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hard like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
Sign.
Good morning.
This is Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
With it all.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
I was listening to this phone tap earlier. I can't believe she's allowing us to play this. Gary, tell everyone what it's all about.
Jacqueline wanted to phone tap her roommate, and we blocked out her name because she's a teacher, and her roommate has gotten a little cavalier with her attitude during the school year because she got tenure recently. So Jacqueline is phone tapping her roommate. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey. Are you on your lunch break?
Yeah, I just walked out.
Okay. No, I was calling because our parent called for you at the house.
What?
Who
called for me?
One of the relatives of one of your students. Remember. It was like,
how did they get the phone number at the house?
They were actually complaining about you. I guess they were just talking about how sometimes they can see your tattoo.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
No. Actually, I gave them your number, so they're probably going to call you on your cell. But I'm
why did you give this person my phone number?
Because I think if a student is complaining about your behavior, I think you're
both okay. Well, it's not the student complaining. It's the brother of the uncle of the friend of whoever the it is.
You still have a reputation to uphold. You still work at a school. You're still a role model to these kids. Or did you forget all that?
No, I didn't forget all that. What are you, my mother all of a sudden? Jesus.
I understand.
These kids learn more from me than they do at home, so that.
Okay, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm just telling you what happened. I understand, okay? You already know. I'm a teacher, too.
See, you always say this. You're a substitute teacher.
I'm done talking to you, all right? Just know that the relative is going to call you, and...
That was great, Jacqueline.
Oh, my God. Did you hear her? Oh, she's going to hate me. I'm going to get it. I already know.
All right, cool. I'm going to call her back. You listen in, all right?
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mrs. Member, please.
This is her.
My name is Dennis, and my nephew, Gary, is actually a student in your class.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean to interrupt you in your private time here. I guess your roommate
you're calling my phone, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're interrupting me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. How did you get this phone number?
I did a Google search for you. Found it.
My phone number came up in Google search?
Well, their home number did, and I got your roommate.
You can call the office, and you can get a hold of my office phone number, and you can reach me through that.
Can I explain what happened here, though? I mean, while I have you on the phone, my nephew decided that he's going to get a tattoo now based on the cobra that he saw on the side of your rib cage. So I just wanted to know how he could have seen a tattoo of a cobra on your rib cage. Because now I have to explain to him why he can't have a tattoo.
I don't need to explain anything to you, first of all. I'm not walking around unclothed in school, so it doesn't really matter.
I also understand that you have a nose ring, right?
And, I'm sorry. Is this going somewhere? Because I don't understand the point of this conversation, and I am completely offended that you were calling my cell phone, and before this, you called my home phone.
Well, as a teacher...
So either you need to get to the point, or you need to go through the administrative
office. I can't believe I'm speaking with a teacher right now. I mean, what the parents are saying about you is true, I could see.
What's all true?
I don't know, the fact that you just got tenure there, so you think you're all that, and that you don't have to really give much effort into the school system.
You know what? I give effort. These kids are learning, and probably more than I can say for any of the people that they live with at home.
The students all talk about you.
You know what? They do talk about me, because I'm awesome.
You sit there and you say hoodie, you wear sneakers. How do you expect the students to respect you? It's almost like you're trying to be their friend.
You know what?
It's
I
almost
am
like
their
you're
friend.
Trying to be their...
That's exactly how they start to learn. That's exactly how they get good grades.
Seems like you fell off the wagon this year because as soon as you got your tenure, you pretty much hung it up and said, you know what? I'm just going to come in every day and I'm going
to
be a louse.
Who the f*** are you to be talking to me this way?
I'm a concerned parent. I'm a taxpayer.
You're not a parent, though. You just told me you weren't a parent. You're like a cousin of an uncle of a... somebody.
I live in it's my tax dollars that go toward your salary, okay? So don't make me come through this phone right now. I will have your job.
No, you won't have my job. I'm not teaching math. I'm not teaching numbers. I am representing humanity.
Maybe you should think of a career change.
Maybe you should think of a life change and get one.
You know, instead of calling the principal, I'm just going to call Jacqueline. How about that? I hear she's a better teacher than you are.
What the f*** are you talking about?
This is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
What? Oh, you guys are really funny. By the way, I actually do love teaching.
Yeah.
What makes my job difficult is all the budget cuts going on and people calling me telling me how to do my job.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
Yeah.
been about her to go. Them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xanol. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing, I seen shorty get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them apple bottom jeans. Cadillacs, Maybach for the sexy grown. Put tone on the rocks that'll make your moan. One step, come on. Two steps, come on. Three steps, come on. Now that's $3,000. What you think I'm playing? Baby girl, I'm the man. I did a rubber band. That's when I told her, her legs on my shoulder. I knew it was over. That Henny and Cola got me like a soldier. She ready for Rover. I couldn't control her. So lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster. Sorry, but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster, she showed her.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Hey, Diamond. There is someone who works here at the iHeart building.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. I'm sure she's a very nice person. But she never remembers Diamond's name. She calls her every black woman employee's name.
Oh, yeah, except for Diamond.
Except for Diamond.
Yeah. Literally every time. And every time I see her, I'm waiting for her to call me someone else's name. And it's a rotation, too. Like, she's called me other people's names, like, a few times in a row. I'm like, right. You can remember these other people's names, but not mine. Come on.
And you know what's funny? Your name is so, like, you're exotic. Like, yeah. There's not a lot of people named Diamond.
It's not a name problem. It's a problem. She doesn't recognize the difference between... Look, do all white people look alike? Do we?
Some of you. Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotta be honest.
On our show, which two white people could you confuse as the same person?
Oh, at first, Nate and Scotty.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I got that.
A little different now because Scotty's all gray.
Do you hear that, Scotty?
I'm not all gray. I'm mostly pepper.
You're getting kind of salty. You're a little salty. I just think that's an interesting concept. Not being able to tell the difference between someone's faces or whatever because you're black or white or whatever. I mean, but she. What do you say? She's like, well, hello, whatever. And like, I'm Diamond.
I'm like, Diamond. Like, I just stop her because, like, I used to let her just keep talking.
Right.
Because I'm like, okay, you and whatever, girl. But now I'm like, sister, it's been at least a year of this. Come on, pull it together. We see each other at least twice a week. Pull it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, I would recognize you.
I mean, I know. Look at this face.
Come I know. She's great. We love you, Carol.
Carol?
Oh, wait. Carol's at Light FM. Mm-hmm. What's that, Gandhi?
So when I first started, before I met one of our higher-ups, he thought, remember we used to have a phone screener named Yuritsa? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he
yeah.
thought Yuritsa was me, walked over and introduced himself. And she, had been working here for quite a while.
And she was brown as well.
She was brown as well. And two, she was like, nah.
All right. There you go. There's that. Well, okay. All good. Do you mean to say something to her? Hey, her name is Diamond. I mean, just look at her. She's Diamond. There's no other person in this building that looks like her.
Nah, I don't really care.
All right.
I think it's funny.
Okay. All right. As long as you're not pissed off about that. So I went to, one of my favorite restaurants of all time, Emilio's Bellotto, last night for dinner. You know, you can't get into that place. Thank God we know someone, right? And so we always go through the back door. You go through the back door. You have to go around the corner to a... Stop it, Froggy. You go around the corner to this metal door, and you walk in. And it takes you through the kitchen, whatever, and you go in. And so the person I was meeting last night for dinner just never showed up. And so Mario came out and said, you know, your friend's already inside. I went, well... Oh. How did he get in? He said he went through the front door. I went, you have a front door?
Where did you
install a front door in this place? I've never been to the front door ever.
Oh, the front door is where the scary stuff happens.
Yes. I know.
It goes down at the front door.
The place has a line. I saw it. There was a line out there yesterday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the food is so good.
It's so good. Danielle, I've never been to go.
Oh, I'm so hungry
Emilio's
right
Bellotto.
Now.
And they just started bringing food out. And I was like, okay, just keep it coming.
Did you have the vodka parm?
Yes.
And the pork chop?
The veal Antonio.
Oh, my gosh, the vodka
The pork chop. We had the, we had the chicken wings with the... All the vinegar and peppers. Okay.
They're roasted potatoes.
You're
oh my God,
They're
the roasted
so
potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
Emilio's Bellotto. You can argue all you want and you'll lose if you ever say Emilio's Bellotto is not the best Italian restaurant in New York City.
That's so good.
And by the way, I didn't get a free meal and then so I'm here to talk about them.
Right.
Again, exchange. No, I paid heavy.
Yeah.
I put that card down. Yeah. Happily I'll pay for that. There's something else I want to talk about. It was, so outside the kitchen down the hall where we get our coffee, there's a big half-eaten red velvet cake. Apparently there was some sort of celebration yesterday.
Oh.
And the cake is still there.
Okay.
So Gandhi and I get together as we do every morning and we're getting our coffee and I'm like, good God, that cake, they should throw that away. That is just... It's teeming with all sorts of disease.
Right.
And then as we said that, tell her what happened.
We're standing there, and I see something approach the cake. Turn around. It's Nate with a fork. Nate!
He ate some of that red velvet cake that's been out since Jimmy Carter was president. Oh,
and we know for a fact that in this building, because we've seen them with our own two eyes, there are rats and roaches. You ate an overnight cake in the rat and roach kitchen.
You did.
That wouldn't have bothered me. The fact that somebody, I believe, cut it with a tuna fish knife. That's what that was the problem. Because I took a bite of the edge, and I did not taste red velvet or cream cheese frosting. I tasted old tuna fish. So
it wasn't a red velvet cake. It was a red snapper cake.
It was red snapper.
Yum, give me some.
Yeah.
Danielle, really? Danielle, you okay? Oh, and Danielle's having, she's having a fit.
Other way!
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
I recorded the whole thing.
What, the tuna? The tuna?
You can go smell it. It smells like tuna.
Stop!
But why would you eat off a cake that you know has been there since last night?
This is radio. Right. How many times have we come in here? There's a slice of pizza. Nobody knows when it was delivered. Nobody knows who ordered it.
I would never.
I have.
You are sick. And you wonder why you're sick in a hospital all the time.
I know. You had two strokes because you eat the red velvet cake.
Seriously.
With tuna water frosting.
We all do it. What?
We don't all do that.
Done. I got to tell you, I always roll the dice on overnight leftovers.
Yes.
And it's not a big deal.
Don't do that. It is. Don't you know? It's fried rice syndrome.
Yes.
There are people who actually die because if fried rice is sitting out like all night and you eat it, it's teeming with all sorts
of problems.
Even if you reheat.
Oh, what are you doing, Garrett?
Ew,
Garrett,
why would you bring that here?
Garrett
brought the tuna cake in.
I don't want to taste it.
What are you doing? Why are you bringing the tuna cake in here?
Well, Nate said he liked it so much, I figured why not finish it?
I stand corrected. Actually, you know what? If I dug into it away from the tuna edge, I may be able
to... Do you want to sniff the knife?
No!
Try it again.
I'm not gonna sniff here. Get that out of here, Garrett.
I'll bore a hole in the middle and I'll have some.
Garrett, get that.
What? Bore a hole in the middle?
With what?
Scotty!
That's a good idea!
That's disgusting!
Scotty, make love to my red velvet cake.
What do you want me to do to it? I'll do it.
I'm gonna watch your taste then.
Have your way. No, get that cake. Garrett...
Scary's hungry now.
Daniel's gonna start vomiting. Daniel has some cake.
I am not having that cake.
Get out of here. She's gonna vomit.
I got a cake in my hands.
Oh, she's mad. Look how mad she is. Oh, she kicked Garrett
him.
In the ass.
She literally kicked his ass.
Oh, I saw that. I'm calling HR right now. You kicked him into his buttocks.
No!
Oh, here she goes. Oh, God. Why? Garrett, get out of here. Damn it to hell.
Other way!
It smells like mayo. Did you do that on purpose?
This is the worst show ever. Ever. People are gagging while listening to you.
God. Oh, it was so gross. I could not believe he did it. We were sitting there like, he's not,
I would have been totally fine if that tuna knife wasn't used to disperse the cake.
Don't eat old cake.
Just cut around the bad part.
Yeah.
He went and immediately threw it up into the trash can, all of which was recorded, by the way.
Oh, wait a minute. You are a guilty party, Duran. How many times do you order pizza and you order it the night before, then you bring it in for us? Like, hey, where was this pizza overnight in your fridge? Nah, I just left it out on the oven. Let it sit out.
So, lots of people eat cold pizza in the morning that it's left
that
out.
It's been sitting out for 12
it's
hours.
It's not cake that's been in, at least it's at his house, not cake in
and
rat.
It's not some roach infested part.
Well, also, strangers were devouring that cake with their fingers and Scotty B put his wiener in there. I don't know.
I think there's a big difference between leaving it out at your home and leaving it out here.
Yes.
Truly, mm-hmm. like the den of creatures. Because we've seen the people who walk around here and the way that they treat things.
Oh, I can't argue.
Scotty B have a tuna cake penis.
How did this conversation get to where it is?
So
someone just sent a text. It's the same in our teacher's lounge. Oh. No one questions where the food came from or how long it's been there.
It's
people. No, come people. On. We need
sometimes
teachers to live.
Food is food.
No, it's not food.
10,000 years ago, your ancestors they found a dead carcass somewhere, and they're like, oh,
most
carcasses. 10,000 years ago.
Most carcasses are dead.
I was always taught, don't waste food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know that. We can tell.
Gotta take it.
Not taking it today.
Hold on. Let's check traffic.
the way you look at me.
Follow us at Elvis Duran Show on social. Z100.
Natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety,